Nearly half of all the solar installed in Indiana came online last year, mostly from the state's utilities. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the state also made big waves in clean energy during the first quarter of this year.
Indiana added the third most solar of any state in the first quarter of this year. It also quadrupled its battery storage, mostly due to a new 200-megawatt facility at AES Indiana's Petersburg Generating Station in Pike County. These standalone batteries allow utilities to buy energy off the grid when it's cheap and store it for their customers or sell it back to the grid. Because that could be any combination of wind, solar, gas, and coal, it's hard to say if the energy stored is particularly green. Mallory Duncan is the communications director for the utility.
It changes every day, every hour, every month where that energy comes from.
But the American Clean Power Association says even if they're not paired with solar or wind, the flexibility of these batteries can help make all the energy sources on the grid run more efficiently. And that's good for the environment, too. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
ACP says battery storage is also becoming cheaper and more efficient, which makes it more attractive to utilities.